So as Renee says, the last will and testament of Pope John Paul II states that he leaves no material property. But what about all the stuff that a pope, who's both head of a global church and leader of a sovereign nation, accumulates over the course of his papacy? Monsignor William Kerr is executive director of the Pope John Paul II Cultural Center in Washington, D.C. He's in Rome now, where we've reached him by telephone. Welcome to Day to Day.
Good to be with you, Alex.
If the Pope is leaving nothing behind, does that mean all his possessions remain the property of the Vatican? And I'm speaking now of things like that staff that he carries. Is it called a crozier? Is that the proper term?
It's called a crozier, and it is the shepherd's staff, if you will. And it does remain in the possession of the Vatican, of the Holy See.
And what about the other things that he has that are valuable to him? Books in his library, for instance.
Well, you know, the private disposition, he may have given some things, a book here, a book there, various things to different institutions. And he's, of course, free to do that with that kind of property that is under his control. The Pope does not take with him the gifts, if you will, nor bequeath them to a family that he might have acquired by way of people giving him things during his pontificate.
Those are gifts to the church rather than to the person.
Yes, yes.
Well, tell us about some of the personal items and gifts of state that the Pope has given to your cultural center.
Well, he has said that we may keep them, if you will, for the church, and we may exhibit them to the world, if you will. We have the Congressional Medal of Honor and the Medal of Freedom, both of which were given by the Congress of the United States and by the President to the Holy Father, honoring him for his work as a peacemaker, a champion of freedom. And he has said that because of their particular origin in the United States, it would be appropriate for them to be exhibited at the Pope John Paul II Cultural Center in Washington, D.C. We have skis that were given to him at one time. You know, he was a very avid skier.
Yeah.
These were skis that were given to him for his use. And when he stopped skiing, when his infirmities became real enough to prevent him from indulging in this wonderful exercise, he conveyed those skis to the center. We have other things that have been given to him by presidents and prime ministers and ordinary people. And it's to show, in a sense, the kind of outreach that he made during his life and the kind of appreciation that others had for him. So we have a number of bowls, we have a number of special sculptures and things of that nature that were given to him. They would be in the Vatican museums, or they would be in the cultural center, or someplace that perhaps has special appeal to him, to which he may designate that they go and rest in the care of that institution or that person.
Are there any items that are traditionally passed down from pope to pope?
Well, you know, a crozier could very well be passed down from pope to pope. The collection, if you will, of items such as that which are in the Vatican may indeed be used by a pope upon his succession to the throne of St. Peter. For instance, the crozier that is so clearly identified with John Paul II, the shepherd's staff with a crucifix on the top, was really designed for Pope Paul VI and was taken by John Paul II as a very meaningful instrument, that he was not really grabbing sheep by a crook, but that he was really bringing Christ to the people and to the nation, and that he was ministering as a shepherd in the name of Christ. And so, but that particular crozier does indeed, it originates in the pontificate of Pope Paul VI, and John Paul took it as his own, has used it, and perhaps the next pope will take the same crozier and use it as his.
Is the pope required to take a vow of poverty? Is he allowed to accumulate material wealth?
He's not required to take a vow of poverty, no. Yes, he may accumulate wealth if it's possible or he chooses to do so, yes. He's not bound by a vow of poverty as such.
Monsignor William Kerr, Executive Director of the Pope John Paul II Cultural Center in Washington, D.C., speaking with us from Rome. Monsignor Kerr, thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Alex.